Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So welcome. Happy Tuesday. We are here to talk.
We made it another day.
We made it another day. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is 3 days in a row for us podcasting, which has never been done. We're making history during Corona.
I wouldn't say history.
This is history.
For our show.
Tomorrow, this will be history. In an hour, this will be history.
No, I was more or less talking about, you know, the...
The what?
We survived the COVID, bro.
Oh, one more day. Yes, we did. We definitely did. Well, we've got a couple things. We're gonna go ahead. There's a little tiny bit of interesting things to discuss. And also, we're going to go over the winners from the bracket and maybe some new ideas. Maybe there's some new ideas out there brewing. Who knows? Huh. Who knows? Right?
Well, I know. Yeah. There's a lot of people. It's funny, too, because since we have done two in a row and everything like that, you know, getting some comments, I'm getting some texts from some people asking about being on the show, you know, text from Joe talking about if you're going to do this every day, then I want to be on this and that. I got a text from Mike talking about if you need a medical expert on to talk about,
oh,
you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, you know, it's been fun with them.
Mike, and, if not now, when, 84.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yes, so it's just this whole thing. He works in the medical field. So
yeah, Duke, right?
Yeah, so I think he can have, I think maybe he went to school there. It's one of the two. But
something like that.
Yeah, so it's just weird, man. I mean, I had to get my temperature taken and had to answer questions and take a questionnaire in my car before I could even enter the building today at my work.
Yeah, that's crazy. My wife.
It took like an hour.
I'm essential. You're essential. Thank God I'm able to work still. My wife's a pharmacist. She's got a card to carry with her that scared me a little bit. Said something along the lines of it was for her to give to law enforcement if she happens to be pulled over on her way to work, saying
it's
that
your, it's your proof for essential travel.
Yes, which
it's your
I was
essential
like
badge.
Yes, and I was like, this is America. What's going well, on here?
So, you know.
Oh, it's nothing, guys. Don't worry about it. You know, just precautionary stuff, right? Well, let me tell you about something else to use if you want to be a little cautious. You know what I'm talking about, Joe.
Yeah, I think.
With home security, there are two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way, where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award, SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you when anyone's approaching the home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard the inside. You barely notice it's even there. But what's the best about SimpliSafe is that you can install the system all by yourself. It only takes about 30 minutes to an hour tops. And there's absolutely no trade-offs for your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice, 24/7, and it's only 50 cents a day. No contracts. You can't beat it. That's why The Verge is calling SimpliSafe the best home security system. So go to simplisafe.com/team today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplysafe.com. That's SIMPLISafe.com/team. That's simplysafe.com/team. Thank you, Simply Safe. All right. So, anything else on the Corona front?
No.
Nothing else on the Corona
all
front?
All good. I think we're good.
I never did, and maybe I will this week, get into my story. Joe, I don't think I even told you. I got assaulted at my son's basketball game and kicked out. Did I ever tell you that? A couple weeks ago?
No, was this recent?
A couple weeks ago, yeah. Yeah.
No, you probably haven't told me because you felt bad about it since then. So, but either way,
it wasn't me. I'll tell that story. It's a fantastic story.
Okay.
It's not actually fantastic, but it's a crazy story. Anyway.
All right.
When things get slow. When things get slow. But as if things weren't slow enough because we're making movie brackets and whatnot. So here's the deal. We are thinking, look, I've had DMs. I haven't had any emails on it, but I've had DMs and I've had people comment, you know, keep them coming. We enjoy them. You know, maybe that's a slim margin of people, whatever. You know, you got people stuck in their homes. You know, some people are not essential. Some people are out of work. They got nothing to do. That's why we're doing the show every day. We're not doing it. We're doing it because we love it, obviously. And we have, you know, I'm getting home from work a little earlier. And it is easier to put a show together full of just a movie bracket and basic news than it is, you know, a game. Plus, we'll wait for games to obviously do the show. But we're just trying to have some fun during the downtime, get some episodes in and, you know, get the socials rolling. You know, there's not a whole lot going on. You know, for me, I need something to post on social media. I don't like just posting to post. And you know what I'm saying, Joe? Like, I don't like just doing it just to do it. So this is a good way to keep us active.
Well, and since we have a sports podcast and there's no sports going on, we had to figure out something, right?
Right. So the next idea is a Battle of the Bands bracket. But here's what's going to be different with this one. And we learned from the first one. So what's going to be different is we'll do four regions, four genres, R&B and hip hop. You got country, you've got hard rock, alternative, and then probably a pop genre. But you guys are going to pick the bands. Joe and I are going to seed them, though, unfortunately, because there's no other way around that. So we're thinking about doing that. So anyway, that's next.
Does it got to be a band or can it be an individual person?
It can be an individual person. It can be like Neil Diamond, whatever. You know,
who's going to pick him?
I know. I'm just saying. Hey, Neil Diamond's all right, bro.
Come on.
We did learn something from the movie bracket, though, and that is that the classic stuff just isn't working. So
classic slash older.
Yeah. Must be the demographic. I don't know. So anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to do that probably coming up after this bracket. We don't want to. Obviously, we got plenty of time on the movie bracket. So, Joe, the Joe B. Hall Award honors the country's best first-year coach. Went to Greg Paulus.
Yeah.
And so, well, I'm going to just throw this out there. You saw it, and I saw it and from two different people on two different social media accounts.
Yeah.
Not just the Q's Militia account, but predicting Greg Paulus. A friend of mine on Facebook said, I'm gonna predict it now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Greg Paulus, Syracuse Orange, next head coach for basketball. Joe, what do you think about that?
I'm going to hold.
Okay, that's good. You know what? We should have.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good one, right? Good. So we can save that, right?
Yeah, but we should have saved that for James.
He's going to have to figure it out, right? He's an assistant guy that obviously played under Coach K. Then he was an assistant under, I believe, Thad Mata at Ohio State for a little while, right? And then once he lost his job or retired or whatever had happened there, he left. So did Greg Paulus. And then John Beilein's son, Patrick Beilein, who happened to have been the head coach for Niagara this summer, asked Greg Paulus to come and be his assistant head coach. And unbeknownst to him, obviously, fast forward and, you know, a few weeks before the season, Patrick Beilein has to leave for personal reasons. He steps down. Greg Paulus is the head coach. So you're talking about guys he didn't recruit. He wasn't there for too long, and he stepped right in. And I'll tell you, I followed it a little bit. You know, when we played them, I thought that they stuck with us a little bit. They played a little bit harder than I thought, considering that they were, the smallest team in the country. And I saw that they had beaten Colgate. They were one game away from being 500 when it came to their conference play, and they were chosen to finish 10th or something like that. So, but on the Syracuse.com article, some of these statistics that came up with, Niagara ranked 22nd in the country in turnover percentage on offense and was among the country's 25 best teams in turnover margin and 3-point margin. So, and they're only losing one senior. They're bringing a bunch of guys back. He did more with what he had this year as a head coach. And I think that's a lot of times how coaches have to be judged. I don't think that there's too many coaches that could have done that much better with what he was left with, especially with the way that, you know, the whole coaching change happened. So good for him, man. Kudos. I hope he keeps it going. See what happens and see what he can get in there as far as recruits. And yeah, you never know. We've seen plenty of coaches climb that ladder from spots from the MAC and stuff like that. And, you know, this is his first head coaching gig, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be good.
Yeah. I don't know if I see him as the next Syracuse head coach. So I figure they took,
it's all about the trajectory, man.
Yeah, I know it is. It's totally. And we're looking a couple years down the road. So, I mean, he's going to have a couple more years under his belt too. So we will see. I would hold as well, but I'm not a weenie. So I'm going to sell.
No.
So, that's just how I feel, man. That's just how I feel.
That's cool.
All right. It would have been great if James happened to be on today for that. But James will be on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Yeah, and we got Tyler coming on tomorrow. So as long as we do episodes Wednesday and Thursday, those guys will join us.
Yeah.
So James, by the way, lives in New York City, in case you didn't know, and he's been cooped up in his apartment. So
yeah, one of the worst spots. Yeah, so
I just picture him hurdled around his computer with the blanket, and not much else going on there with that. So he's working from home and everything. So we'll get him on. The other thing too is that we're going to do Friday. We're going to try to plan a call-in show. So those are your next 3 days worth of shows. Okay,
just there you go. Hey, I saw some news today. And obviously this is because we're still waiting for.
Is your TV on?
No, absolutely not. Okay. My TV's not on. If you hear anything, my brother's doing dishes in the kitchen.
That's right.
I have a beef with the way it just doesn't. Sometimes it seems like the transfers, like we don't get a lot of the putting in waivers and getting stuff. You know what I mean? Does it seem like we kind of get kind of screwed over with stuff like that? I mean, I remember I heard Babers talk about that too. This Chris Blights guy we got coming in, this lineman, you know, sophomore, started for Florida as an offensive lineman. I mean, he could change our offensive line for next year and completely solidify it. And, you know, we have to put in a waiver to see because, you know, he moved home for family reasons and because of how he was treated with some injuries down in Florida. And I read today on ESPN that there's a Florida State running back, Jashawn Corbin, granted eligibility waiver for 2020 season.
Okay.
So this is a guy that is from the state of Florida. He committed to Florida State when Jimbo Fisher was the coach. Then Jimbo Fisher left, went to Texas A&M, so he decommitted, and then he committed to Texas A&M, and now he wants to transfer back to Florida State and back to in-state. Doesn't really list the reasons to why, but he was granted a waiver so that he doesn't have to sit out. And it's just one of those things where
you see... Is there a possibility that it's like maybe personal reasons that they keep, you know, undisclosed because...
But usually when that stuff happens, they usually will say it's for personal reasons or for it's for this or it's for that. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
they didn't mention anything. So I just hope that this is a good sign for hopefully maybe a positive...
Doesn't it always seem like we get the shaft on everything, though? I mean, is it just me?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
I don't know if it's just, it's like the Central New Yorkers in us. You know, you just wake up and, snow again. Go figure.
Yeah, we
you
just want to be, and we just want to find something to gripe about maybe. But, And by the way, Syracuse hit with more snow, what, yesterday? Day before? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How it's like in Syracuse.
Yeah. So Syracuse.com went through and they listed for us the, everybody's, way too early ACC top 25s, what teams in the ACC will be ranked in the top 25, and nobody, and I mean nobody, went out on a limb on anything in this at all. They're virtually all the
of course,
they're virtually all the same. ESPN, Duke 6, Virginia 8, North Carolina 11, Florida State 22. Who was this one? Oh, USA Today, Virginia 3, Duke 6, Florida State 9, North Carolina 18. Which, you know, those two there don't have Louisville. I find that hard to believe the way Louisville was going. Last year, I don't know who they got leaving, but NBC lists Louisville 16, North Carolina 15, Duke 12, Florida State 11, Virginia 5. I think that's more realistic, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Fan-sided, it's got Virginia, Duke, Florida State, North Carolina. And 247 Sports got Virginia, Florida State, Duke, North Carolina. So some of them list them a little bit differently, but these are usually fun, but this is not fun at all. This is very...
Yep, pretty much. I think those are based on a lot of people that they're kind of guessing who's going to stay, who's going to go, those kind of things, right? So
you know, one thing I never looked at or even talked about with you on or off the air was Duke's incoming class. That's one thing I didn't pay attention to at all because the abrupt end to the season.
Yeah, well, we have time to talk about them, but they're pretty impressive nonetheless.
Well, of course.
So, but yeah, no, it's, there hasn't really been in too much. People are going to have their own thoughts on who's going to stay, who's going to go, and their own thoughts on the incoming recruiting classes. That's all you can really base that stuff on. So, that's why it says way too early. You can't take any of that with face value. And for any other news, as far as transfers or people declaring for the draft or anything, there was, up to this point today, no new news or anything breaking or substantial to report on. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're trying
unfortunately.
To we're clawing for something, folks. We're clawing for something, but that's why we've got the movie bracket, and we're gonna get in to Q's Militia Movie Madness here in a second. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn. LinkedIn, the perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help you grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. That's an amazing stat right there. And why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform delivering quality hires. Right now, You can find the person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit LinkedIn.com/team. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/team. Get the $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply, of course. Obviously, folks. Okay, so Joe's on mute. There he is. Were you coughing? You got the corona?
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
No, I don't have the corona.
Okay. All right. So, did we get through everything else? Yes. All right. So let's do this. I'm going to pull this up real quick here. And we're going to go.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Go through our picks from the sports region, Joe. All right. Remember the Titans 1 seed against the 16 seed Mighty Ducks, Joe? I know who you had. You had to remember the Titans, right?
Yeah.
I had Mighty Ducks.
Unbelievable.
Because here's why. Let me just explain something.
Because you're a quack.
Let me explain something to you. That I will get raked over the coals for, but I'm getting used to being raked over the coals, so it's whatever to me. I have never seen Remember the Titans. So, there's another.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We did this movie bracket, and after talking to you yesterday, it's crazy how many movies you actually haven't seen that are in this
bracket. It's crazy how many. I know. I realized this when I started putting this together.
I mean, Remember the Titans, that's a movie. That's a Disney movie. You sit down and you watch that with your kids all day long. No reason.
Well,
your kids would love that. Dylan would love that movie.
Really? I have Disney Plus. It's probably on there.
Yeah. It's guaranteed it's on there. Okay. Denzel movie. Well, great.
I knew it was Denzel Washington. I did know that. So here's the thing. I will probably watch this before this week of episodes is up. So let's just hold me to it. Varsity Blues. 8 seed versus 9 seed Longest Yard. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to stick up for my good buddy Joe because I love him. Okay. Now, I had to do math on two of these, and one of them was the 8-9 seed. Now, the 8-9 seed, that's the one you want to be, we have to do the math on. You know, you seeded it pretty decent if your 8 and 9 seed are really close. So, Joe did a fantastic job with the 8-9 seed. Oh my gosh, I don't have it, Joe. I have it in a text. Was it 78-75, the votes?
Yeah.
It was 78-75 with the votes for Varsity Blues. So, by the way, I picked the Longest Yard. Joe, who'd you pick?
Varsity Blues.
Okay, Varsity Blues by 3 votes. That's amazing.
I mean, like, that movie was right in when I was in
high school.
Freshman, sophomore in high school football, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, totally.
And it was pretty...
Right.
That one's pretty easy. And the Longest Yard, I mean, you really didn't specify.
It was 2005.
I'll give you credit for that because it was one of those things where I didn't know which one to do. So you said the new one, but I kind of just left it because that kind of gave the old and the new. So I'm surprised. I'm actually, because of that, I'm surprised. Because there are some people that do like or prefer the old one.
The Longest Yard is a good movie. I never saw the old one. I just saw the Adam Sandler version.
It's Burt Reynolds.
I know it's Burt Reynolds. I know who it is. Do you have to say it so odd? All right. Who'd you? Okay, so we went over that one. Five seed.
Must be Burt Reynolds or something.
It's like he's got a cigar in his mouth or something. 5 seed League of Their Own, 12 seed Waterboy. I love both these movies. I was upset that they matched up together. I had to go with Waterboy though. Adam Sandler. It's just a great movie. What'd you do?
I went with League of Their Own.
Did you really?
No. Yep.
Oh wow. Okay.
It's a good movie.
All right.
It's a good movie.
Here we go.
Tom Hanks is great in that movie.
A 4 and a 13. Space Jam and White Men Can't Jump. This one almost went into overtime, Joe. And by the way, I do have overtime rules, and I'll explain them in 1 minute. These votes were 71-70 for Space Jam. We had to go through and do the math on Facebook and Twitter to figure it out. So Space Jam wins it by 1 vote. And had it went into overtime, Joe, how we would have done it is I would have given him a 5 minute overtime and put the poll on Twitter for 5 minutes and see what keep doing it until someone comes victorious. So
see, I'd have said 1-on-1 basketball game between me and you, and then we get to pick. Winner picks.
Come on. Didn't we play pig here one day?
I doubt it.
We did. We did. We both weren't great.
Let's put it that way. God.
We both
shooting is not my forte. Like my sport was football.
I remember just both of us weren't great. We both were warming up still. Okay. So, who'd you pick? Space Jam or White Man Can't Jump? I had Space Jam.
I picked White Man Can't Jump.
Holy cow. We haven't picked the same one yet. All right. 6 seed Field of Dreams and 11 seed Happy Gilmore. For me, this was way too easy. This matchup just Field of Dreams got obliterated. I picked Happy Gilmore. Who'd you pick? You picked Field of Dreams.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. You picked Happy Gilmore. Okay.
Yes.
All right. This one here, this is another matchup that I was a little disappointed had to face off against one another. 3 seed Sandlot versus 14 seed Karate Kid. Karate Kid got smoked, but I picked Karate Kid. Joe, who'd you pick?
Sandlot.
Of course you did. Okay.
Dude, nostalgic movie.
Dude, I know. It's good. 7 seed Caddyshack versus 10 seed Major League. This is the one that ruffled a bunch of feathers yesterday.
No, dude, I know. It's tough.
And it was close, but it was Caddyshack on both Facebook and Twitter. So,
yeah.
An easy
win. I realized they made a mistake, especially when I look at the next round matchup. But go ahead. That was tough.
Who'd you pick? I picked Caddyshack. Who'd you pick?
It was Caddyshack and
Major League.
In Major League?
Yeah.
I watched Major League last night, but I'd have to go Caddyshack.
Okay. All right. Okay. The last one of this bracket, 2 seed Rocky IV versus 15 seed Days of Thunder. Days of Thunder didn't have a chance right from the get-go. Out of the gate was Rocky IV. I picked Days of Thunder. Of course, everybody knows that. Joe, of course, you picked Rocky IV.
Nah, well, I told you I gave you the pity pick.
Oh, you did? That's right. Thank you. See, he loves me. He loves me. So,
see, but...
That's it.
You blew an engine before the end of the first.
It was not good. It was not good. I even told my wife, I'm like, get on Facebook and vote, will you? Vote for Days of Thunder.
Yeah, you were in the garage before the end of the first segment.
No kidding. All right. Well, I thought that was actually as harsh as people were on you, Joe, for that one. I feel like it was good. I feel like it was really good. The only thing,
I appreciate you.
The only thing, obviously, I have an issue with was the Days of Thunder. But other than that, I think it was pretty good. I just didn't like.
If it was up to you, Days of Thunder would win this thing. Come on.
No, it wouldn't. No, because I got some good sleepers in that. Well, not even be sleepers, but the action adventure in the 90s. I love some of these movies.
I was talking about the sports bracket.
Oh, in the sports bracket. Yeah, it's probably my favorite movie in there.
Because you're a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
You have to look at the movie at the whole, not just put your favorite.
Tough.
You know what I mean?
It's tough. Because you could have had Talladega Nights in there. That was another good NASCAR movie. And I think it probably would beat Days of Thunder head-to-head.
It probably would have, 100%.
And Karate Kid is one of my favorites. That's a nostalgic movie. And Happy Gilmore. Oh, gosh. That's probably my favorite one in there, actually. Happy Gilmore. I love Happy Gilmore.
It's hilarious.
It's so good. It's so good. Caddyshack's good too, man. But I'm going to stick with what I just said. Our Waterboy. I'd go with Happy Gilmore, though. I would. It's really good. So, anyways. All right.
Yeah, it's good.
90s region, if anyone's still listening.
And you haven't even gotten killed. You haven't gotten killed by anybody. That's the whole thing.
So here's
fan feedback. The one thing. You knew that it was going to kind of lose tension because it was new. You go a couple days. The voting's kind of slid a little bit. Then so have the comments. No one's even commented on anything.
Hold on.
I had to go on there and comment.
Hold on.
Stick up for my damn Braveheart. You're number eight. Eight ass
Randall,
trash.
Randall on Facebook commented. He said, tough choice. I love these brackets. Keep it up. Oh, well, you're welcome, Randall. Appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, he told me the same thing at work today. Thanks, Randall.
You work with that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
He's a Duke fan.
Oh, really?
He lives in Durham. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Good guy. I worked with him for
almost four years now. Because I see him on Facebook all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He goes back
and forth with the memes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he thinks it's funny.
All right. So. Hey, shout out to Randall, man. I've noticed Randall on the Facebook page probably for a couple of years, I want to say.
Nah. Yeah. It's not often that you notice a Duke fan on your page.
I never even knew he was a Duke fan. I just assumed he was an SU fan.
Well, because he doesn't come on here and talk trash. Yeah,
well,
right?
Randall, so. Hats off to you, buddy, if he listens.
Seriously.
I don't know if he listens.
He's a stand-up guy.
But if he doesn't listen, Joe, tell him I said that. Seriously.
I will do.
Joe on Facebook says, Braveheart at 8? Come on, man. Oh, wait a second. That's you, Joe.
Yeah,
that's you.
What I said.
You pathetic.
I just said that.
You pathetic piece. Golly. All right.
I was trying to get people all riled up. Nobody followed me. Unbelievable.
Okay. So that's it for yesterday's. The 90s region is up. The 90s region. I had one in here that I want to admit was awful. And I'm trying to find it.
There's so many good 90s movies you did not. You didn't even have Titanic.
Yeah, let's talk about this. I hated Titanic, bro. Honestly, I did not. It was way too long for me.
This poll isn't about you.
I apparently it is, and that's why we're doing fan picks. Okay. That's why we're doing fan picks next time. We want to get everybody's input on them. But Boys in the Hood was one of my favorite movies in the 90s. Was that movie is a class? Talk about a classic. That was a classic.
Bad Boys
was the original Friday in the 90s.
Yeah, and I missed that on comedy and Dumb and Dumber.
I know.
There's a lot, man. We missed.
I know.
A
we
lot.
Missed a bunch. We missed a bunch. We did. If I could do it over again, it would look totally different. But it's still
100%.
Good. Pulp Fiction was kind of struggling at first. It's a 2 against a 15. Pulp Fiction against Jurassic Park. I didn't think that was a bad matchup for Pulp Fiction, but apparently a lot of big Jurassic Park fans out there. And there was another one that I didn't like how I matched up either.
You got to be worried when it comes to those. Obviously, if you've learned anything from the brackets, especially comedy, I mean, Pulp Fiction, I mean, it's definitely.
It's acquired popular. Taste, and it's acquired taste.
It's, I think, Quentin Tarantino's in acquired taste,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely,
so that's,
sure.
You gotta be, because Pulp Fiction is really, like, it's like one of those movies where it's like really, really good to the people that like it and like that kind of stuff. But then there's other people that are like, I can't watch a minute of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, like, did you watch Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I've seen some of his.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs was.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It had a great soundtrack.
It was definitely good, but it's different. You got
what about
acquired,
what about
it's an acquired taste.
What about Bellhop? Was it Bellhop? The other Quentin Tarantino movie? It's about a bellhop.
Oh, about the hotel?
About the hotels, yeah, yeah.
No. I've seen the one with what was it? Brad Pitt.
The new one? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh no, I haven't seen that, but I've heard great things. No, it was the war movie there. About oh God!
Oh, you got me, brother. I don't know what you're
Nazis talking about. And it was the Nazis and the Jews, and it was
oh gosh! People are yelling at their radios right now, or their phones, or whatever. Something with goats.
Inglorious Bastards.
Oh yeah, Inglorious Bastards. I said something with goats. Why would I? What?
Bat. No idea.
Okay.
There might be a goat somewhere in that movie, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I got that from. Anyway, I'm having fun with it. I hope everybody else is. The you know, I did worry about the lack of comments on you know, this bracket, but you know, we're still
getting the votes.
We're still getting the votes, so I'm not worried.
You have the animations. You have the animations together. Lion King, those are close. I like how you put that together.
That was accidental, man. I just seeded them and then I put them in the bracket.
Goodfellas, Fight Club. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of tough ones, but
no, I think, and the thing too is even like your 6-11 to me, it's tough because again, I think that comes back to acquired taste type of movies. I mean, good movies nonetheless, but I think that whoever wins between Shawshank and Schindler's List is probably going to lose the next round.
Yeah, they're both kind of, they're similar, not the same, but they're kind of similar movies, and that was just. They were put together by seeding. I didn't look at
4 and 13. I probably Green Mile probably wouldn't even have made my list. It's a good movie,
I know,
but
it's good. It's a little long, but I think it's funny how both the Tom Hanks movies are going head to head in the first
Yeah. Well, Saving Private Ryan was awesome. Again, I still hate the fact that Bad Boys is in here somewhere, man.
I know. We dropped the ball on a couple. What are you going to do? But we're not going to do that in the next one. So, and we'll get James on. Is James tomorrow? James is tomorrow, I think. Right? Or Tyler on tomorrow. What did I say?
Tyler, I think you said Tyler's tomorrow and James.
Okay, so James is, I don't know if he's part of the Noons bracket. The Noons Magician has a beer bracket. And it's funny, Joe and I were going to do a beer bracket, and we said, Joe said, well, I'll bet you Noons will do a beer bracket. In so many words, he said that. And the next day, they came out with a beer bracket. So they did theirs a little bit more complicated than I would have done mine. So I want to get James on, obviously, talk to him about that beer bracket, see if he knows anything about it. Because I went to vote on it, and I'm like, here I am thinking I'm like a decently knowledgeable beer guy. And I look at this bracket, and I'm like, oh, crap. These are breweries, and they did a fantastic job with it, let me tell you. But I
have
no idea what kind of beer they're pumping out. So anyway, we'll get James on and talk to him about that. We'll get with Tyler tomorrow.
I can't believe you're not getting any blowback from this.
You hate it so bad.
No, because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your matchups, and there's like four movies that no way would make this list.
Okay, Joe.
Seven,
Joe.
Seven and a nine.
You know what wouldn't make my list from your comedy region? From your comedy region? Seriously. Hold on. Your sports region's okay. It's okay. But dodgeball, I mean, it won, and I can't believe it.
Are you going to bang on me about the ones that won?
No, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to bang on you about the ones that are going to get blown out and shouldn't even have been in your top 16? No, I'm just saying I wouldn't have put dodgeball in there.
Meanwhile, dodgeball.
And you know what else
advancing.
I wouldn't have put
They're
in there?
Advancing.
Naked Gun. I wouldn't have put Naked Gun in there either.
Okay. That's arguable. I get it. I wanted to throw a couple of the older, those type of spoof movies in there. You know what I mean? And that was one of my favorites when I was
Ace Ventura,
up,
so. I told you to take out, by the way.
And Ace Ventura, it got smoked. It was close.
Ace Ventura, whatever. It sucked. That movie sucked.
Dude, it did
you
not.
Could have put Dumb and Dumber in there.
Blown out that
you could have put
oh,
Dumb
I
and Dumber in there.
You're right. I probably, and I would have.
Okay.
You want to keep going? Remembered, but still, Ace Ventura, they gave up a tough fight. Lost in overtime.
No, they didn't come close.
They're in it until the last 4 minutes.
If we have an overtime game, it's going to be fun. That will be fun. So anyways, all right, look, we're done. We're done for tonight. Yeah, I want
to
thank everybody.
Talking to you, man.
I want to thank everybody who's putting up with us and humoring us. And we're going to try to come up with some more stuff to talk about before we got to talk about polls. But we got some guests booked. I got on top of it. I'm on the top of it. Booked.
Vote Clueless.
I told you why Clueless is in there, man. My wife, that was a pity pick for my wife. You know, at least my my old lady's not helping me seed the brackets.
She wasn't helping me seed. She was just helping me come up with a list.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
Which you obviously needed from the 90s.
Well, I just need to, some help from you once in a while. This guy just shows up and talks sports with me. I'm doing all the work over here.
And then the next thing you know, I show up, I call you, I got a list of 40 movies, 50 movies, and you're like, I'm done. They're seated. you didn't even ask for my help.
You were taking too long.
It's not about taking too long. If you want a good bracket, then that's what you do. You take the time to make it right, okay?
Yeah, okay. Go back to yesterday and look at all the comments. I know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know why I'm still arguing with you about this. All right. Call-in show Friday. Blah, 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 blah. Wednesday, Thursday. You know the deal. Look, I want to thank everybody again. Hopefully Joe won't interrupt me this time. We can close the show out. I want to thank Armchair Media LinkedIn. I want to thank Simply Safe, obviously all of you. Thanks to everybody on the front lines, helping all the medical people on the front lines and everybody else that's working full time and trying to get through this. Hopefully we can shed some light on it. I don't know. Maybe some fun, some entertainment. We try. So anyways, thanks to James. Thanks, Joe. Thanks to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.